Ladybird Readers. The Song of the Sea. Picture words. Moomin. Moomin Mama. Moomin Papa. Snufkin. Snork Maiden. Little Mai. Sniff. The Hattie Fatteners. Shell. Storm. Lightning. Seahorse. Recharge. Seahorse Shoe. Lonely Island. One morning, Moomin worked on his toy boat, and Little Mai helped him. Then they heard a loud noise from upstairs. "What was that?" asked Moomin. Moomin and Little Mai ran to the top of the house. Moomin Papa was there.
"I came to get something, and these boxes fell on the floor," said Moomin Papa.
There were lots of things on the floor. Moomin Papa took a shell from the floor and put it next to his ear.
"What beautiful music," he said. "It's the song of the sea."
The door opened. It was Moomin Mama.
"What are you all doing?" she asked.
"I'm listening to the song of the sea," said Moomin Papa.
"I can't hear music,"
Little Mai said angrily.
"Only the person who found the shell can hear the song," said Moomin Papa. "You can't hear it because you didn't find the shell, Little Mai."
Moomin went for a walk with Snork Maiden, and he told her about the shell. Snork Maiden was very excited.
"I would like to hear the song of the sea," she said.
Then Moomin had an idea.
"Would you like to find a shell with me?" he asked. "A shell for us."
"Oh, what a nice idea," Snork Maiden said.
"Let's find Snufkin," said Moomin. "He can help us." "We want a shell that has the song of the sea inside it," Moomin told Snufkin. "Where can we find one?"
"On Lonely Island," said Snufkin.
"Do we have to go by boat?"
Sniff asked. He was afraid of the water.
"Of course," said Snufkin.
The weather was sunny and windy, which was good for a boat trip. They were all happy and excited.
"Is that an island?" asked Sniff.
"Yes, it's Lonely Island," said Snufkin.
Moomin and Snork Maiden saw something in the sea.
"Look,"
said Snork Maiden. There were two beautiful animals in the water.
"Seahorses," said Moomin. "What pretty colours."
When the seahorses saw the boat, they quickly swam under the water. There were lots of shells on the beach.
"Some of these are prettier than Moomin Papa's shell," Moomin thought.
I want to find you a shell with the song of the sea inside it,
Moomin said to Snork Maiden. Moomin and Snufkin put lots of shells next to their ears, but they couldn't hear the song of the sea. Moomin found one shell that made a little noise, but it wasn't music.
Come here,
Sniff said quietly.
Wow, what are they?
Asked Snork Maiden.
They are the Hattie Fatteners, said Snufkin.
What are they doing here?
Asked Moomin.
They come here to recharge, Snufkin said. They take their light from the lightning.
How do they recharge?
Moomin asked.
When there's a storm, they use the lightning to recharge, said Snufkin.
Moomin looked up. It was dark now, and there were lots of clouds in the sky. Moomin wanted to find a shell with the song of the sea inside it, but Snork Maiden and Sniff were afraid.
Let's go back to the boat, said Moomin.
They got in their boat and left the island. The lightning, wind, and rain were terrible. They were all very frightened. After many hours, they were wet, cold, and tired. But they were home, they were safe, and they were happy. Moomin Mama made some nice hot tea.
What pretty shells, she said.
But my shell doesn't have the song of the sea inside it, Moomin thought sadly.
When Moomin took his shell from the table, something small and beautiful fell out.
It's a shoe from a seahorse, said Moomin Papa.
Moomin Mama gave Moomin a box.
Put the seahorse shoe in here, she said. Now you can have a box of nice things like Moomin Papa.
Moomin was very happy. Ladybird Readers. The Song of the Sea. Read by Nigel Pilkington. Adapted by Mary Taylor. Series editor Sorrel Pitts. Based on the original stories by Tove Jansson. Characters and artwork are the original creation of Tove Jansson. Text and illustrations copyright Moomin Characters trademark 2019.